Welcome to this deep dive. We've got quite a stack of sources here today, all focused on artificial intelligence. We're looking at the latest trends, the incredible momentum we're seeing.
That's right. Pulling insights from, a whole range of recent reports, data points, really trying to get a clear picture.
Yeah, financials, adoption metrics, even the geopolitical side of things.
Exactly. And the mission, I think, is pretty straightforward.
Right. Cut through the noise, basically. Get to what's actually important about where AI stands today.
How it's being adopted, what the data might suggest about where it's heading.
And crucially, not just the tech for tech's sake, but the real world impact.
Yeah.
On industries, sure, but also, on you.
Definitely. So maybe we should start with the money, the financial reality for some of these big players.
Good place to start. The sources have some, estimated figures for the leading U.S.-based large language models.
Yeah, and those 2024 estimates, they really catch your eye.
They do. We're talking, estimated revenue around $3.7 billion?
Uh-huh. But then the cost side.
Right. An estimated compute expense of maybe $5 billion.
Which just hammers home the sheer scale of investment needed right now just to run these things.
It's massive. But, it's interesting how the sources connect this to a much bigger picture.
You mean the long history of tech, compounding effect.
Exactly. How tech over centuries tends to get better, faster, cheaper.
And that efficiency gain unlocks. Well, it enables more access, more capability, more knowledge, essentially.
There's that chart they included showing real GDP growth. Logarithmic scale, all the way back to the year 1000. You really see that acceleration.
And tied into that is this informal idea they mention, GKU.
Gross knowledge dollars. Yeah, it's a concept they float.
The idea being that there's this huge untapped economic value in human knowledge itself.
Right. And AI, by making knowledge easier to access, to use, it could be the key to unlocking that value. Might explain some of that huge spending we just talked about.
It's a compelling idea.
Yeah.
But history also shows it's not always a smooth ride up.
True. They bring up the AI winter. Remember that? Nils J. Nilsson's term.
Right. A period where, the concepts were developing, but the big practical wins, they weren't quite there.
Which led to dips in interest and, crucially, funding. So, even powerful trends can have slowdowns.
But where we are now, it feels like AI performance is really hitting its stride, accelerating all these new applications.
And the speed is just, take 11 Labs, the AI voice company.
Yeah, get this. Their users generated 1,000 years of audio content.
In just 2 years. I mean, think about that volume.
And it's not just volume, it's adoption. Like, employees at over 60% of Fortune 500 companies using their tools by early 2025.
That's huge penetration, fast. And then just a month later, Spotify starts using them for AI-translated audiobooks.
Yeah, into 29 languages. It shows how quickly these capabilities are moving from, cool tech demos to actual commercial products on major platforms.
And it's not just voice or content, is it? The sources paint this picture of AI impacting, pretty much everything.
Incredibly broad. AI agents, co-pilots.
Yeah.
Potentially affecting, over a billion knowledge workers?
Then there's search, social media, the whole digital ad market, hundreds of billions there.
The 50 million creators globally using AI content tools.
Legal, education, millions of professionals, edutainers.
Software development, too.
Yeah.
Affecting 30 million developers worldwide.
Financial services, customer service with millions of agents.
Even really complex areas like drug discovery, exploring that massive chemical space.
And manufacturing, heavy industry. The point is, it's everywhere. The data suggests AI is starting to reshape, almost every part of the economy.
And that breadth is mirrored in the adoption rates, starting with just, regular users. ChatGPT is the obvious example.
Right. It's launched in late 2022. The sources compare its adoption speed to things like the Model T, the first TiVo, the original iPhone, foundational stuff.
And the takeaway is pretty clear. ChatGPT's uptake was significantly faster and cheaper, too. Just exploded onto the scene.
But it's not just consumers clicking around. Enterprise AI adoption is climbing the priority list fast.
There was that survey, Global CMOs, July 2024, showing a definite trend. Lots of initial tests, experiments happening inside big companies.
Yeah, testing the waters. And we see real examples like Yum! Brands the parent company for KFC, Pizza Hut.
Right, with their Byte platform, an AI system for restaurant management.
And the data shows more and more of their restaurants actually using Byte products between early 2024 and early 2025. That's real integration happening.
And it's similar in the public sector too, right? Education, government, research. Adoption is a big focus there as well.
Definitely seeing partnerships form, OpenAI working with government agencies, universities, really expanding AI research and teaching.
And government funding is a key piece. That federal USA AI budget, over $14 billion requested from FY21 to FY25.
Yeah, and a big chunk of that, over a third in the FY25 request, going to the NIH for health research.
You see the results. Look at AI-enabled medical devices approved by the FDA. It went from basically none in the mid-90s.
To what, 223 by 2023?
Exactly. That trend line is steepening.
And the impact on research itself seems profound.
Oh, absolutely. Medical R&D timelines, potentially shrinking by 30%, even up to 80% faster, according to companies like InSilico Medicine and Cradle.
And pharma companies using Cradle seeing performance boosts like 1.5x to 12x improvements. That's huge leverage.
Plus, think about basic science, like structural biology. The AI models predicting protein properties, their size, their capability.
Exploding, right. Almost a 300% increase in the size of major protein sequencing models in just 4 years.
Yeah, that kind of jump in core research tools.
Yeah.
It fuels discovery across the board. Drug discovery, bioengineering.
Okay, so another critical angle here is the developers, the people actually building with this stuff.
Absolutely crucial. The Stack Overflow data really highlights this, a big jump in developers using AI tools in their workflow.
Went from 44% in 2023 to 63% just a year later. That's a massive shift.
Huge. And developers, you know, they often prioritize things differently.
Right. Less about the polish, maybe, and more about the raw power, customization, and cost.
Exactly. Cost efficiency is key. And the trend seems to be more developers leaning towards these lower cost, but still very powerful open models.
Instead of just relying on the big, closed, sometimes expensive APIs.
Right. They want to build applications, build agents, and they need affordable, flexible tools to do it.
It reminds you of that classic tech history. Steve Ballmer shouting, developers, developers, developers.
It really does. The idea that the platform that wins the developers often wins, period. Seeing this momentum towards open models suggests the ecosystem is maturing. Builders want options.
And it's not just digital anymore, is it? AI is moving into the physical world.
Definitely. Embedding intelligence in cars, machines, defense systems, the rise of physical agents.
Well, autonomous vehicles are a prime example. Waymo in San Francisco.
Yeah, going from zero share to, over a quarter of the rideshare market in under 2 years, based on those paid ride estimates.
That's real-world usage, displacing incumbents. And look at Tesla's self-driving miles, just climbing and climbing.
It's happening. And you have companies like Applied Intuition providing the underlying tools, the software, the OS for vehicles, working with traditional OEMs and defense too.
Another physical example, agriculture, carbon robotics.
The laser weeder. Yeah, using AI vision to zap weeds individually.
Over 230,000 acres weeded that way. And the impact. Saved over 100,000 gallons of glyphosate herbicide.
That's a tangible physical world benefit driven by AI, environmental, operational.
And even finding stuff underground, cobalt metals using AI for mineral exploration.
And showing a much higher hit rate, right? More discoveries per dollar spent compared to the industry average.
Literally finding critical resources more efficiently using AI. Amazing.
So all this rapid change, this adoption, it's happening within certain market dynamics, costs, competition.
Right. The sources bring up that historical pattern of tech disruption, early excitement, tons of capital flows in.
It's an intense competition, shakeouts, and eventually you get winners and losers. Like the old railway boom and bust cycle mentioned in Nairn's book.
We're definitely seeing the capital flow and competition parts right now in AI.
And company valuations reflect some of that, maybe euphoria. Look at OpenAI's estimated valuation, $80, $90 billion early 2025 estimates.
Yeah. And if you compare its valuation to revenue multiple against, say, Meta or Alphabet, it looks pretty steep.
It does on traditional metrics. But the sources also suggest, well, if you look at it differently, maybe revenue per user.
Then it looks more in the range compared to peers.
Which just shows how tricky it is to value these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you valuing the present or the potential future scale and efficiency? Depends a lot on where you think costs are going.
And that cost curve is changing. Inference costs, the cost to actually run the model are dropping, becoming much more efficient.
The key metric being cost per token. What used to cost maybe cents or even more is plummeting.
Which is great for users and developers, right? Makes AI cheaper, unlocks new uses, drives adoption.
Absolutely fantastic for adoption. But it's a challenge for the companies providing the models. How do you make money when your unit price keeps falling so fast?
Yeah, the monetization question gets tricky, and meanwhile, the big tech incumbents aren't sitting still.
No way. They're rolling out their own AI features aggressively? Google's Gemini, AI overviews and search results? That started back in late 2023.
The race is definitely on. Which brings us to the bigger picture, the geopolitical dimension.
Can't avoid it. Yeah. Especially the US-China dynamic in AI.
The data is stark. Cumulative large-scale AI systems developed between 2017 and 2024. It's overwhelmingly the US and China.
Way ahead of everyone else. It's really a two-horse race at the front right now.
And China's response to AI has been much faster than, say, the response to the internet back in the day.
Significantly faster. There's that quote from Li Kai-Fu of L1.AI saying, Chinese models like DeepSeek have closed the gap in some areas to just, like, 3 months.
By focusing on chip efficiency, better algorithms.
Right. And his view is that China's moving from being a follower or maybe a free rider to becoming a real contributor to the core innovation. That's a big shift.
You also see their strategic focus in things like industrial robots.
Yeah, the data shows China has a much higher installed base of industrial robots compared to the US or the rest of the world, really pushing automation and manufacturing.
And public opinion is different too. That's Stanford HAI Ipsos data.
Fascinating split. In China, something like 83% see more benefits than drawbacks from AI, and that optimism is growing.
Whereas in the U.S., it's only 39% feeling that way, and it's basically flat over 2 years.
That's a pretty significant philosophical divide, and it could shape, you know, which platforms get traction where, especially since so many Western platforms are blocked in China anyway.
Facebook, Google, ChatGPT itself.
Yeah.
A long list.
Right. So platform choice might become increasingly tied to national identity or sphere.
And while the U.S. definitely sees tech now as a national interest, the sources do flag that intellectual property theft remains a risk.
A persistent concern, yeah. So looking forward, the next big horizon everyone talks about is AGI, Artificial General Intelligence.
Right. Not just specialized AI, however good it gets, but systems that can reason, plan, learn quickly, generalize knowledge, like humans do, across different domains.
It's the ultimate goal for many.
Yeah.
And while when it might happen is pure speculation, really.
The expert mood seems to have shifted. The sources note expectations have moved forward.
Yeah, quoting Sam Altman from OpenAI, January 2025, saying he's confident they know how to build it. That's a strong statement about perceived progress.
Meanwhile, the growth in AI users, usage, and the sheer capital spending, it's just off the charts.
Unprecedented. Tech CapEx used to be about storage, access, then distribution scale.
Now the data shows it's shifting hard towards computation, towards intelligence itself as the core infrastructure investment.
And even though the hardware gets way more efficient, like NVIDIA's newer GPUs needing much less energy per token,
it's apparently not enough to offset the total demand increase from all this AI and internet usage straining the grid.
Kind of like Jevons paradox, right? That old idea from 1865 that efficiency gains can lead to more overall consumption, not less.
It seems to fit. So pulling it all together, what's the main takeaway from all these sources?
I mean, the overwhelming feeling is just speed. AI is reshaping things incredibly fast.
Becoming like core infrastructure, right? Across basically every industry, powering everything from customer service bots to, you know, fundamental scientific discovery.
Yeah, the sources suggest that imagining a world without AI in, say, 10 or 20 years,
yeah,
it'll probably feel like trying to imagine a world without the internet today.
Because it'll be woven into everything. How we work, communicate, govern.
Pretty much a fundamental layer of how things operate.
Okay, so key points. Massive momentum, rapid adoption everywhere, including the physical world. Driven by compounding tech gains, shifting costs.
That benefit users, but challenge the business models. Mm-hmm. Big geopolitical competition, especially US-China, with different public attitudes. And research pushing hard towards AGI.
So given all that, the speed, the breadth, the fundamental nature of this shift, plus the expert confidence about AGI.
It really leaves you, the listener, with a question, doesn't it?
Yeah. How do you prepare for this world? Where AI isn't just another tool, but it's pervasive, like the internet became.
What opportunities does that create for you? What challenges, specifically in the areas that matter most to you, your work, your life? Something to think about.